The NFL is this nation's most successful sports league when measured by revenue, average attendance, and TV viewership. But there's one thing that the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball have that the NFL is lacking: a developmental league. Only a Game's Karen Given reports on the latest attempt to change that circumstance.
How are you today?
A dozen college-aged tailgaters welcome me to the first-ever home game of the Boston Brawlers, one of four franchises in the new Fall Experimental Football League, or FXFL. But it's hard to tell if their enthusiasm stems from a true appreciation of developmental football or from the clear liquor some are drinking straight from a gallon jug.
We rolled in, and the security was like, first-ever Brawlers fans, and we said, hell yeah!
I asked this fan his name, but he rushes off to find someone, quote, more coherent. His buddy looks down at the three half-crushed beer cans in his hands and tries to help.
His name?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Eventually, I learn that the fan's name is Liam, or maybe it's Evan. I also get to the bottom of what brought him and his friends out for tonight's game.
Buy two ticks for $10, and that's why we're here.
Get one free.
If you love the Brawlers, let me hear you say Brawlers! If you love the Brawlers, let me hear you say Brawlers!
Brawlers!
We love you, Tosh Boys!
The FXFL is banking on the star power of players like former Clemson quarterback and sixth-round draft pick Taj Boyd to help them succeed where the UFL, the USFL, and the XFL have all failed.
By all counts, it's been a great success. The public response has been quite favorable.
Brian Woods, founder and commissioner of the FXFL, is optimistic, but he's wary of the mistakes he says caused the All-American Football League, a venture first proposed in 2007, to lose $30 million without ever playing a game. Woods says his business model is different.
All of these leagues that have come into existence and have failed, none of them were true developmental leagues. None of them adhere to the model that we're adhering to right now.
So Woods preaches the virtues of cost containment, and he sticks to his guns when he says the FXFL is a developmental league, not a commercial venture, even when that means telling three-time Pro Bowler Maurice Jones-Drew that he can't play in the FXFL.
We wanted this to be a developmental league in every sense of the word, and so that meant that veteran players were really out.
Woods says he'll measure the success of his league not by the number of fans in the stands, but by the number of players called up to the NFL. To that end, he's told coaches to keep things simple so that NFL scouts can evaluate player versus player and not coach versus coach.
We don't allow motions. We don't allow shifts. So we try to keep things simple. And I told coaches early in the process, don't get too enamored with the personnel you have, because if the model works out in the manner which I think it can, there's going to be a lot of turnover.
The NFL declined to comment for this story, except to wish the new league good luck. But in recent months, NFL VP of Football Operations Troy Vincent has admitted the need to, quote, develop the future, preserve and innovate the game. And Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin told the AP that he supports, quote, anything that increases opportunities for guys to grow and develop. NFL teams carry practice squads of 10 players plus internationals. But in August, New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick spoke of the limitations of using that allotment as a development tool.
You've got to have enough players to practice. I mean, you know, you've got to have receivers to run patterns. You've got to have linemen to block. But at the same time, the players you want on the practice squad, you would like for them to be guys that you think could develop and eventually become roster players.
It's not as if the NFL never thought about starting its own developmental league. NFL Europa, formerly known as NFL Europe, formerly known as the World League of American Football, ceased operations in 2007 after reportedly losing $30 million a year. Back at the Boston Brawlers' first home game, fans sit close enough to the action to listen in as the teams get organized. The crowd of 500 looks dismally small in cavernous Harvard Stadium, a concrete coliseum that seats 30,000. Most here, like John Berg, are fans of the idea of this league.
This could be something. These guys, you know, they may not be on the even the practice squads now, but they're obviously dedicated football players.
Berg looks with concern at the sparse crowd as he tugs at the brand new Boston Brawlers knit cap, currently keeping his ears warm.
It was a little pricey, but I think it's going to be a collector's item. Hopefully, we'll come back next year and I'll be able to get the sweatshirt.
A few days later, the players climb into a yellow school bus for a ride back to their hotel after a midweek practice in Worcester, 40 miles west of Boston. Quarterback Taj Boyd knows he's a long way from the NFL or even big-time college football.
Do I think I could be an NFL-caliber quarterback? Most definitely, but I still need a little more work. And that's what this league is all about.
FXFL players aren't in it for the money or the fans. Both are in short supply. Boyd and his teammates join this league to hold on to their NFL dreams for just a little while longer.
You know, you go from going to having 90,000 sellout crowd for three straight seasons to, you know, a few hundred people in the stands. So definitely humbling experience. It just lets you know how pure the game is.
And while no NFL team has come calling just yet, Boyd says his skills are improving and he's making good connections. His team has only won one game, but he's glad he answered the phone when the commissioner called.
You know, not too many people can say that they were part of the first FXFL season. I mean, it's been a good experience.
Just three games remain in the FXFL's inaugural season, but Commissioner Brian Woods says he's already planning for 2015. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.